This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very kind of startling headline, which, I mean, a lot of us doctors kind of knew this was going on, but it's not as sexy a headline as the opioid crisis and other things. But a huge headline today reported that alcohol is killing more Americans than ever. And in fact, in the year 2017, I apologize, I got really bad allergies today. In 2017, they found that 72,000 Americans died of alcohol-related death. Yet, the opioid crisis killed about 70,000 as well. So the opioid crisis gets all the headlines, alcohol doesn't. And you would think that alcohol would be kind of an old-school high. It would be an old-school go-to. You know, we have all these snacks, we have all these 100-calorie little packets, so if I need to hit my carbs, I could do so with like a little 100-calorie Oreo packet. I'm not really into Oreos, but you know what I'm saying. And we have pain medications, so we don't need to, like in the old days, drink alcohol to get rid of our pain. We could, you know, we have other things other than alcohol. Alcohol used to be the go-to for centuries. So you would think alcohol-related deaths or alcoholism would go down. It hasn't. I believe in 1999 that about 35,000 people die from alcohol-related deaths, liver disease, car accidents, things like that. And by the year 2017, it more than doubled. So why would it go up? Okay, so what's happened between 1999 and 2017? Well, you know, a new millennium, a lot of computer issues, computer, internet, you know, ride share, marijuana legalization, ACA, and then I predicted once we started to restrict opioid prescriptions and pain pills, people would have to go back to what they used to numb and dull their pain. Now, I'm just guessing. I mean, the facts are we have 75,000 people dying, and that's an underestimation, they say, of alcohol-related deaths. So we know alcohol-related deaths is out there. Those are the facts. The reasons for it and the theories, those are all guesses, conjectures. And I get very, very frustrated in medicine or in journalism when they bring up a issue like the obesity crisis or the vaping crisis, and they try to guess as to why that's happening, and you don't look laterally and see what are all the other changes that we're doing. So also in between 1999 and 2017, we curbed a lot of smoking. We got a lot of people off smoking. Maybe rather than a lot of these smokers going to food or going to vaping, they went to alcohol. You know, is anybody even kind of thinking that as we have certain epidemics or, increased incidence of something, there could be something laterally going on that's fueling that, that's feeding that lane? And so when I see that alcohol, which is old school, and I mean, this is something by the year, I mean, we're in 2020. Okay, I mean, we should be so advanced in medicine that we detect alcoholism right away. I mean, medical students, we teach medical students first year, almost first semester, how to identify alcoholism. I mean, this is something we could do blindfolded. You would think by the year 2020, we would know how to lick this. But we don't, because we have other crises fueling into it. So why would ACA, why would healthcare, Obamacare, our healthcare landscape fuel into this? Well, what did we use alcohol for in the olden days prior to going to the doctor? We'd use alcohol for a cough. Mom would give you some schnapps, give you some brandy, and that would help you with your cough. Alcohol would help people with their pain. Alcohol would help people with their sleep. In fact, preterm labor women would be using alcohol to help them with their contractions. So alcohol was a go-to medicine. Now we have people with huge deductibles not going to the doctor and, you know, having difficulty getting in, right? You know, I've talked to people online and I said, look, did you go to your doctor? You've had this cough for weeks. They go, my doctor doesn't have an opening for 3 months. So if they're coughing that long or they're having pain, they're going to go to whatever they have in their cupboard or their fridge or their pantry. So I do believe that our lack of healthcare access or our high deductibles or our new medical landscape could be contributing to this. And then opioid restrictions. We got a little loose and a little lax when it came to opioids in the early 2000s. And then we started, and I told you why. It's because we couldn't fry people's kidneys with anti-inflammatories. We had people aging, more boomers out there that were outliving the heart attacks and cancer, and now they got arthritis and they got joints. You know, it's really hard to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, you know, with the same joints you had that you were born with. So we had to come up with something for pain. And we couldn't, again, do anti-inflammatories, and we definitely couldn't do Vioxx and, you know, COX-2 inhibitors to the degree that people needed to secure their pain. So opioid prescriptions went up. Well, now we're restricting opioid use. So when a person, one, can't get in with their doctor, or two, can't get enough of a pain medication, and I mean, I'm getting calls from people with root canals and, you know, toothaches, and I don't know if you guys have ever had a toothache. I don't know if you guys have ever had a kidney stone. I don't know if you guys have ever had a broken bone, but the sucker hurts. And so people are going to alcohol. Then maybe we've done really good on the war on drugs. You know, maybe it's a little harder to get drugs. I don't know. I don't do drugs. But if somebody wants to escape, they'll go to alcohol. So my recommendation to any of you is if you do have somebody in the family that likes to drink, drinks every day and goes, no, I'm not an alcoholic. No, I just have a couple drinks a day. You know, talk to them about how much they use, yeah, and ask them if they've ever thought about maybe cutting back. Because more than two drinks a day for a man or more than one drink a day for a woman can be technically considered moderate to overindulging in alcohol. And we're not talking about like, you know, goblet size, one small glass of wine could technically mean for a girl that she's over drinking. So I think the other problem we have is a lot of people don't think they have an alcohol issue. They drink, they have to finish the bottle, and before they know it, they're drinking a few bottles a week. That technically could be alcoholism. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So over the next few days, we are going to be hearing a lot of the fantastic little gadgets and, you know, peeks into the future, because the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is going on right now in Las Vegas, and it is it's one of the biggest conferences and most anticipated. And you know, I guess there's like toothbrushes that can spot plaque, and you know, robots and all sorts of stuff. And it's a very, very exciting conference, very exciting time, fantastic for Vegas economy. Because as there's always a little economic, you know, slowdown after Christmas because, you know, people did a lot of shopping, et cetera, a conference in January really boosts, you know, the economy and local economy. And so I'm always a big fan of the conferences that come to Vegas. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, we get a lot of good news and information out of it. But more and more will get revealed on what are some of the cool things coming up in the future, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. But what made headlines, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, is the criticism over Ivanka Trump being a keynote speaker, or the keynote speaker. Apparently, on Tuesday, she was here in Vegas. Of course, she's the daughter of Donald Trump. And she talked about the current and future state of the U.S. workforce. And she was saying how the administration has worked to put in place multiple programs to retain American workers, looking for new ways to bring people into the workforce. And she had been interviewed by Gary Shapiro, CEO of the Consumer Technology Association, who produces the annual CES Consumer Electronics Show. And so I've been to a lot of these shows and conferences and things like that, where if you're going to have a keynote speaker, it's got to be someone that's going to, you know, fill the seats. From what I understand, she got a warm reception, very, very, very highly anticipated. It was at the Venetian's Palazzo Ballroom. Applause, cheers, whistles. Room was packed well before the session started. There had to be obviously a lot of security protocols. And it was, from what I understand, she gave a great speech. Yet, there is now, of course, the headlines, whether it's because she's Trump's daughter, because maybe there was a political tie or whatever, there's some backlash, and they're trying to say that it has to do with the sexism of CES. Now, I've been to CES once, okay? I don't know if I'm just so used to seeing it in Vegas. You know, booth babes, scantily clad women, I guess were there. I don't really remember seeing that. You know, when you live in Vegas, showgirls and, you know, cocktail waitresses and all that, you know, having, you know, a little booty and curves showing is kind of the mainstream. And it's, you know, probably outdated nowadays, but it's something that, you know, attracts people. And apparently CES is a very male-dominated sort of conference, you know? And so apparently CES faced intense criticism in 2019 because there was an innovation award given to a sex toy company. Now, the funny thing is the sex toy company was actually led by a female founder. And she criticized the decision as sexist, taking away the award. So the conference had to ultimately reinstate the award and apologize. Now, why am I bringing all this up? Booth babes and sex toy awards being removed and, you know, Ivanka being a you know, woman speaker and that being considered, quote, extreme privilege. Apparently what they're saying is women in the industry were upset that Ivanka had no tech background. So why did she get to be the keynote speaker? And so I think, you know, we all kind of see where the world is going right now, where we are trying to be so politically correct, we are trying to please everybody so much that things are going to get very bland and not going to sell. So I think a woman speaker in tech, you know, could be a very, you know, interesting and great keynote. I think it'd be a fantastic keynote. It just it might not be a successful one. So if somebody hears that a Dr. Jane Doe is going to be up there speaking about robotics, and the room's not going to get packed. But you have Ivanka Trump up there. She has a lot of fans. The room's going to be packed. So, same thing with, you know, cocktail waitresses or booth babes or whatever. You know, as a woman, I thought certain uniforms and things were a little ridiculous. And I thought it was frustrating that those were things that we women would have to wear or do, you know, in terms of helping the business. And I like that we're trying to move away from that. But are we really going to have a world of everybody in three-piece suits? Gray. You know, colors are going to start, are going to be the next thing. Somebody is going to see a color and say that color is racist or sexist or whatnot. And I anticipate, as we move more towards, you know, everything being neutral, somebody's going to go after the color pink. They're going to say pink is a passive color, pink is sexist, pink is forcing kids to choose, you know, a side or whatever. And then what is the whole breast cancer awareness movement going to do? Or Coma for the Cure, or whoever uses pink in their logo. So, you know, I think we need to take a step back because we're digging ourselves into a hole that we really don't want to be in. You know, everybody was, I guess, upset that there was never a female keynote speaker. So they put a female in there. They put Ivanka Trump, and they're mad about that, too. Well, it had to be a female with this, or they had to, you know. I mean, same thing. Look at, you know, Trump and Iran. From what I understand, Iran is backing down. But Iran has been a thorn in our side, has been doing things not good for years. And Trump finally does something about it. And whatever he did, again, still wasn't good enough. Or not, was it not good enough? It was bad. Whatever he did was bad. I think there are people out there that are the progressive police. And they look to see where they could poke holes into what people are doing. But where this starts to get dangerous is you have companies trying to be progressive. And they get in trouble for that. Let's take a step back and look at this rule, this law, that a woman has to have a room in order to breastfeed. You know? So rather than, you know, having to breastfeed in a bathroom, which is really, or breast pump, which is really difficult. It really is hard to pump in a bathroom, okay? It's nice to have a room. So that's a nice thing. Somebody could turn this whole rule in the ACA of having a breast pump room available at every workplace going, wait a second, you're making her do this in closed doors, behind closed doors. You are vilifying a woman who wants to be, you know, she should be able to do this in person. Why are you forcing her to seclude herself and segregate herself from others? You know, that's kind of what these people are doing. And so then somebody trying to be progressive can actually look more of a racist or sexist. And that's where I have a problem. We have employers right now stumbling all over themselves, not knowing what to do to make sure that they are doing everything, you know, progressively and inclusive and all that. And some of these same movements are discriminatory. When you have, let's say, an institution or a program that says, look, you have to be diversified. You don't have an African-American woman, so you need to, you know, hire an African-American woman. On one end, you're like, okay, well, that's good. If this company was trying to discriminate, this law forces them from discriminating. But then on the flip side, you have somebody hire somebody randomly, and that person feels like, well, wait a second, no. I didn't need to be hired for a quota. I deserve to be here. I deserved it. And so a lot of these movements turn around and make the appearance of even of us going back in progress. So, you know, CES is a great conference. Yeah, maybe there's some things outdated that need to be, you know, fixed a little bit. But this is what happens when you say, oh, well, there's no women speakers, you know. And so people get mad. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has just made his first public remarks since last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. soldiers. Here's how he opened those remarks at the White House.
I'm pleased to inform you the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, have any of you guys been drafted yet for the war? Did you guys get a text? Apparently, a bunch of people were getting texted that they've been drafted to the military service. If you get a text that you have been drafted, it's probably false. The U.S. Army is now warning Americans that there have been a wave of fraudulent text messages falsely telling you that you were drafted into the military. The fake texts instruct you to report to the nearest Army recruiting branch. Where are you going? For immediate departure, quote, to Iran. And they warn about multiple attempts to contact recipients. In at least one case warning, you will be fined and sent to jail for a minimum of 6 years if no reply. The messages appeared to have been sent to individuals nationwide amid mounting tensions between Washington and Tehran. Although, like I said, Iran just recently is backing down. The Pentagon said last week, following the U.S. airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, that it is deploying thousands of additional troops to the Middle East. Screenshots of the text provided by the U.S. Army Recruiting Command to CNN showed spelling and grammatical errors, indicating they were not official correspondence. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. The military crosses all their, you know, T's and dots all their I's. They are not going to misspell something on a text, and they're probably not going to send a text. Some of the fake texts used real names of Army recruiting commanders. Others used fictitious names. So that also led into the false appearance of authenticity. It is unclear how many of these fake recruiting texts may have been sent. Army security officials are still investigating the source. So far, there have been no reports of Americans showing up to recruiting branches as a result of the text. Oh, good. So, I believe the draft was suspended in the 70s. If a draft was going to resume, Congress would have to enact that legislation, according to the Selective Service System. This according to CNN. And last week, the Selective Service website crashed amid heightened searches, which the agency attributed to the spread of misinformation and the potential for drafts following the U.S. strike. So right now, the Selective Service System is conducting business as usual. You know, the fakeness, the degree of fake that we have been exposed to. You know, I've been having trouble finding a term to characterize the last decade we just left, the teens. You know, in the 1900s, the teens were kind of characterized and descripted by the, you know, World War One, the Great War. But for us, you know, a lot happened in the teens. Boy, did a lot happen in the teens. Internet exploded, smartphones exploded, recession. I mean, well, yeah, it kind of started even a little before the teens, but still. And so, you know, I'm wondering if another word to describe our last decade is fake. So much that we had to listen to, so much that we see online in social media is fake. You know, I took a picture of myself with a Joe Pax. I don't know if you guys listen to his show. He is fantastic. And we got a picture together. His daughter is a fantastic photographer. And we did one shot. We did a picture. And man, I look skinny. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have a weight issue, right? I look good. He looks good, too. Posted it. It's a great picture. Well, that's fake. I don't look like that. I mean, obviously the picture took it, so, well, picture can't lie. But for some reason, the way I look in that picture, I look slim. So maybe distortion. Maybe rather than fake, maybe distortion should be the, you know, the word characterizing the last decade. You know, Facebook has to now ban deep fake video and content. Do you guys hear about that now? Apparently, Facebook has announced a new policy banning artificial intelligence manipulated, quote, deep fake videos that are likely to mislead viewers into thinking someone said words they actually did not say. Apparently, the social network is preparing for the 2020 election. The policy explicitly covers only misinformation produced using artificial intelligence. So shallow fakes, videos made with conventional editing tools, are misleading. So I don't know if you guys have seen some of these where you see a, you know, politician say something and it's not what they said. Or they're in a background where they're not supposed to be, or their face is contorted or whatever. So apparently this new policy announced on Monday by Monica Bickert, Facebook's head of global policy management, will result in the removal of misleading videos from Facebook and Instagram if it meets two criteria. One, if it was edited or synthesized in ways that aren't apparent to an average person and would likely mislead someone into thinking that the subject of the video said words that they did not actually say, or it is a product of artificial intelligence or machine learning that merges, replaces, or superimposes content onto a video, making it appear to be authentic. Now, I mean, this type of software we see all the time in movies, you know? You see Superman flying next to the Eiffel Tower. Well, in Superman 2 back in the 80s. Obviously, he didn't fly around the Eiffel Tower. So this sort of technology has been around, but now it's gotten good. And it looks, I mean, real. And so Facebook, and it's, you know, things come around. You know, Facebook got to enjoy a lot of success. And, you know, enjoy this, you know, this whole new generation of tech and cyber space and social media. And they got to become one of the front runners. But, you know, now comes big responsibility. And they are now responsible to make sure that whatever they do have isn't fake. And they now are going to have to spend money, a lot of it, hiring to make sure that their information isn't fake. Now, a lot of the stuff on there is BS because I see family members post stuff and I'm like, oh, bullcrap. You know, or friends, and I go, no way, you don't look like that, please. You know, and so, you know, they can't stop that. I mean, there's going to be that element of distortion. But Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram, they now have a duty. With great power comes great responsibility, if I could quote Spider-Man. They now have a duty, if they want to still be the lead in where people get their news and where people integrate with others, they have got to make sure they don't have crap on there. Now, I don't know how they are going to screen everything. It is so easy to upload a video. My son made a video of his scuba diving. It took me probably 20 minutes to upload onto Facebook, and then it took another 20 minutes for them to review. Pretty fast, I mean, considering of all the, you know, things up there, but I really think they are starting to review a lot of the videos individually. But going back to this military draft text and, you know, what we kind of opened the segment with, it's a very, very paranoid sort of psyche we now need, where we have to distrust things when we first get them. We assume now when the phone rings, it's a scam call. We assume if we get a text message, it's, again, spam or whatever. And so either scam or spam, that's what we expect. Unless there's a certain code or a certain sort of sign that it's your family member or whatever. And my worry is the boy who cried wolf. Something could happen and people are going to think, no, it's just another fake BS. And then we're in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 23-year-old woman died pretty suddenly of acute liver failure. And doctors think a health supplement was to blame. Her name was Emily Goss, No. She didn't die. She went into liver failure. She's still alive, thank God. Sorry about that. I read that wrong. Emily Goss said that in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, she had each day been taking about 4 pills containing an herbal supplement meant to support hormonal balance, weight management, and fertility. I hate these supplements out there that do all that, that, you know, promise you the world. And you're like, well, I'll talk about how a lot of us get snowed. But with her, she took 4 pills a day. And here's the thing. A lot of these supplements, it's not just one little baby pill, because it'll take forever for you to finish the bottle. The more you have to take, the faster you buy it. So, but she started noticing the whites of her eyes turn yellow. She starts to get abdominal pain and fatigue. So when the whites of the eyes turn yellow, it's usually liver disease. Within a week, she had to go to Methodist Hospital in Dallas. She was placed on the liver transplant list. And I believe she was able to get a new organ on Christmas. She said, I have my life because somebody gave me their liver. And I'm just so thankful. Now, her doctor, Jeffrey Weinstein, is a medical director of liver transplantation and hepatobiliary services at the hospital, said that while the herbal supplements may be marketed as healthy additions to a diet, they are often unregulated by the FDA. He said, I view them all as drugs. I view them all as chemicals. So there should be good caution into how you use them and why you use them. Now, Ms. Goss's case is not the first documented incidence of supplements causing damage to her liver and other organs. Doctors believe a biopsy of her liver may reveal exactly which ingredient it was that caused most of the damage. But it's estimated that herbal and dietary supplements induced liver injury now accounts for 20% of cases of hepatotoxicity, or basically liver damage, in the U.S. That means a fifth of all cases of liver damage are to supplements. You know, we talked about alcoholism in the beginning of the show. Now, you know, supplements can also wreck the liver. So, some supplements. They say currently, however, the majority of these liver injuries are due to multi-ingredient nutritional supplements. And the component responsible for the toxicity is usually unknown or can only be suspected. So, if somebody, let's say, is taking a vitamin E supplement, okay, or let's say a calcium supplement, there's calcium in there, or vitamin E, but then there has to be other substances to make that pill. To make the capsule, to make, you know, they're, you know, like with vitamin C, you know, there are these pretty tablets and there's flavorings and all that other stuff. Now, I tell people, if you want to get vitamin C, eat an orange, eat a banana, get some fruit. But we like those yummy orange tablets. And they're pretty orange, which means there's additives there. So it could be an additive that just doesn't jive with your system. Health professionals have called for more regulation in the supplement industry, as well as more oversight and safety measures. It is not clear how long Goss had been taking the supplements before she noticed her symptoms. So here's the thing. Look, the supplement industry is huge. And it is a very vibrant and robust industry, such that a lot of us, I rely on vitamin D. I have to take a vitamin D supplement. I have to take an estrogen supplement. You know, we do supplement. What's the purpose of a supplement? If you don't have enough in your diet or you can't get enough of a certain mineral, you supplement. I can't get enough sun. I live in Las Vegas, but I'm prone to skin cancer, so I have to cover up. I can't be out in the sun all the time, so I need to take vitamin D. So supplements are life-saving. I'm a fan of supplements. Don't get me wrong. What I am not a fan of is bogus supplements and bogus claims that are out there. What is the number one goal of a company selling a medicine, selling a supplement? What is their number one goal? To help people. Nope. It's to stay in business. I mean, you cannot, you know, help people if you aren't in business. You cannot, you know, give your fantastic supplement or ingredient and recipe to people if you can't, you know, if you can't sell. So their primary goal is to make sure that they could sell a product, they could package it, distribute it, market it, and be around next fiscal quarter or year. So with that in mind, you need to then be very, very careful about which supplement you're buying. You need to research the company. Are they a strong company? Do they use, you know, scientists and doctors that you can actually, you know, research and follow and, you know, cross-check? Are they, are these products that your doctor recommends? Now, see, doctors recommending it, if it's your doctor, I would trust that than a commercial saying, oh, this is doctor recommended. Well, Okay, a doctor of what? A doctor of love. You know, now, mind you, a lot of companies ask for doctor endorsements. I've been asked to endorse a whole variety of products. And a lot of them were crap, and I was like, oh, hell no. But if I'm taking care of a patient, and my license is on the line, and my malpractice is on the line, and I say I am a fan of this, you could bet I am. Which is why all this, you know, publicity on doctors being duped by pharmaceutical companies and being bought to suggest a medication, that is a whole bunch of BS. Because there is no way that I could be bought and suggest something that's going to turn around and hurt you. There is nothing more important to a doctor than your health. Then the second thing that's most important is their license. And then the third thing that's most important is them not getting sued. Now, people say, okay, wait a second. You just said the number one thing for anybody is keeping their business open. For a doctor, it's a little different. We are called the worst business people on the planet because we will do things for free all the time. We do put the patient first. And the reason why is in training, we got paid so poorly, and we were used to being paid poorly, that, we are going to take care of you and then worry about the money later. Now, some wise up a little bit and go, wait a second, I can't keep my office open this way. I better now start to figure out which patients I'm going to take and which insurance and all that. But when you're in primary care and there's somebody banging on your window saying, can you please help my kid? Yeah, you're going to help the kid. You're going to do that. So you actually do help the person first. There was a baby. I told you, we have to protect ourselves against infectious disease, and we don't want to get HIV and hepatitis or whatever. But, I mean, there was a woman going into labor, practically in the middle of a hall. We threw her on a gurney, and I didn't even have gloves. I didn't have anything, but that bag was coming out, and that baby was coming with the bag intact. And then the bag burst, and I got it all over me, and we talked about that, and amniotic fluid, by the way, tastes like the Pacific Ocean. It's horrible tasting, very salty. But doctors time and time again will show evidence that they take care of the patient first. So don't be telling me that a pharmaceutical company said they would, pay me extra to write Viagra. And I never got paid extra to write Viagra. If I wanted my patient Viagra, I gave him Viagra. But I'm not going to put my license on the line. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.